We are a country divided, even after a hugely successful week, one in which virtually everyone felt a sense of victory over the death of Osama bin Laden. We are now rallying around common American ideals. We are not rallying around common ideals. Instead, Washington is split and the infighting is increasing. Are we facing an ideological divide splitting America in two? Joining me now are Nick Gillespie, editor-in-chief of Reason.com, and Katrina VandenHeuvel, editor and publisher of The Nation. All right, Nick, do you agree or disagree? We are fundamentally divided, and there is not the core set of principles that used to bind us together.
Yeah, I disagree. I think that Democrats and Republicans are fundamentally divided, and that what we're witnessing is all the polls show this, whether it's the Harris poll or Gallup, Reason Foundation and the Roop Foundation in California just came out with a poll. They show a growth in independents. Independents are people who decline to say, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat, I'm a liberal or I'm a conservative. That's where all the growth is. That's all the power is. In our poll, which you can find at Reason.com, 80% of Americans are now saying that they would consider voting for an independent candidate or a third party.
Let me address this just before I get to Katrina. Yeah. The fact that there is a repository in the middle does not mean that the politics nonetheless has moved Katrina.
But let's take one example. Paul Ryan's Medicare plan. Inside the Beltway, among the elites, they thought it was a swell plan. He took it out to the country and it got walloped. Why? Because I believe there's a fundamental disconnect between the elites inside the Beltway and a lot of how people are living. I think they're fundamental. There's an American majority which doesn't get on cable TV. And we would agree on things like cutting the defense budget for wasteful programs, for wars we shouldn't be fighting. We might not agree, but you want to tax the richest in corporations to make up for the deficit and invest in this country. Those are majority positions, which I don't think
Katrina,
get covered fairly.
So let me try to restate the principle then. Right. What you're saying, maybe we can agree on this. There is a divide, an ideological divide within the elites who love the back and forth and the battle, but you're saying within the mass of the public, there still is a core set of principles around which we coalesce.
It might not be principles, but it's positions. Morris Fiorina, the political scientist, has been charting for 20 years how on issues, things that are supposed to be divisive, like abortion, gay marriage, drug legalization, there's a growing consensus in America where people are pretty comfortable with
then
the way things
let's
are.
See, let's see if we can see what that consensus might be then. I hope that's right. Let's take one we were just talking about a couple minutes ago, immigration.
Right.
Maybe this is the most divisive. It evokes all sorts of passion. What are the core points of agreement, you think, Katrina, on immigration?
Well, this is where I think Representative Gutierrez spoke. There's a moral core, there's a political core, and I think the core is a comprehensive path to citizenship. And I think to give rights to those who have come here as students.
Sure.
But, you know, more important, there are fundamental rights, which here Nick and I may disagree, which are on the table to be repealed. Collective bargaining has majority support in this country, and we've seen it as the onslaught in Wisconsin and other states.
Wait, if we're talking about immigration,
those are fundamental 20th century
Pew Research Center last week came out with a new typology, a very interesting set of surveys of what types of people are out there, what are their politics. There were seven types, including staunch conservatives to people who were totally alienated. The lowest percentage of people saying that they didn't want a path to citizenship for illegals who are in the country was 49%. Those were staunch conservatives. Overall, something like 72% of Americans want a path to citizenship for people who are already here in an undocumented or illegal fashion.
But let me step back for a moment.
You'll never see Obama or the Republicans say, you know what, the people who are here, let's make them citizens.
But
Nick and I would agree on one thing. I think we have a political system, an electoral system, that doesn't allow for the full range of views in this country. Therefore, we have a kind of downsized politics of excluded alternatives. And the media then leverages and amplifies
that. You're saying something very important. You're saying that our politics is designed to pull us to the fringes rather than to push us. Would you prefer then to see a British parliamentary system, which is by its design designed to generate consensus?
Well,
is that what you're suggesting?
Former Nation intern Nick Clegg tethered to David Cameron's brutal, savage government, I'm not sure about, but we do need to open it up. And we need a fair playing field. We need all kinds of reforms that you tried to push when you were governor.
Okay.
And because at the moment it is not a level playing field in terms of the money
that would
and
be
corruption.
Ballot access. But what
I
would say, within the two major parties, I don't want to see a parliamentary system, or let's put it this way, it's not going to happen. I mean, part of the American experiment is this first-past-the-post system that I think we're probably stuck with. But within the Democratic Party and within the Republican Party, very narrow alternatives. Although this is one place, I'm not a Republican, I don't play one on TV, I'll never register for it, but we just had a Republican president presidential debate where fully 40% of the characters on the stage said they were in favor not just of legalizing pot, but of legalizing heroin. Who would have thought
this appeal to your libertarian streak.
So you're seeing in the Republican Party, which used to be, you know what, we need flag, apple pie, mom, and Jesus. It's starting to split into something broader, and it's saying, no, you know what, there is a libertarian Republican, there's a social conservative, there's a fiscal conservative.
On Afghanistan, this is an important point. It is a mainstream position now to find a way out of Afghanistan among independents, Republicans, and especially Democrats. How is that polarizing? You know, where is the ideological division there? The elites are not speaking to it. There's a disconnect, the fact that you don't have representation for that view as strongly as you should.
And the fact that we would agree,
not only on that, but on even at the end of this week, we still need, and we would agree on this, we need to rethink the relationship of the executive in this country to the Constitution and to what kind of system we're going to have as a democracy.
Okay, so the danger of becoming a national security state. I just want to see if I can articulate the consensus I hear here, which is that the elites who play games within the Beltway are themselves not reflective of a grown consensus within the American...
With a few exceptions.
Healthcare was never that popular. The healthcare reform bill, and I'm not saying you can argue about the politics of it. It was a good job done. The bailouts, the auto bailouts and the Wall Street ballots, wildly unpopular among the Vox Populi.
The recovery program was popular,
They had no voice in the electoral system, because it's like, if your choices are between John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi, you know, most of America is living well within
those. Let me close out, though. Okay. I do believe there is representation inside the Beltway, and it's not extreme. The Progressive Caucus, which put out a people's budget, which is fair, did not get attention because the media slighted it and marginalized it. That is a mainstream budget.
But I do think when Bernie Sanders and McDermott
put forth a Medicare for All, that is a majority position in this country, Medicare for All.
I want to describe it. Called for taxing the rich, closing all the loopholes for corporate America, deep cuts in defense spending, and preserving the social networks. But you didn't like this.
No. The reason it didn't get attention is because there are no numbers in the budget when it was released.
I want one name for it. That's all we have time for. Yeah. The name of the one person inside the Beltway you think captures what you're talking about.
I think Rand Paul does.
And as I just said, that's why there's no consensus. All right.
From the look on Katrina's face, he said it all.
No.
All right. Nick Gillespie, Katrina Vandenhoevel, thanks for your time as always. Fascinating stuff.